Looking for ideas around how to get Google to index more pages across large sites? Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. This is a tip that comes from Oliver Mason, who wrote a post about an alternative approach to XML sitemaps and other non-conventional ideas around getting Google to index more of your pages if you work on large sites. So, disclaimer, I have not tried these yet myself, but I was intrigued by the quote that he had in his article from Barry Adams about how Barry's found that limiting sitemaps to only 10,000 URLs. Yeah, I know that Google says they can crawl up to 500,000 per XML sitemaps, but Barry has found that 10,000 URLs lead to more processing and indexing. And I honestly can't help but wonder if this would hold true for Bing as well, since they have more limited crawling resources. Anyway, the other ideas that he recommends require developer engagement and setup, but they were so intriguing that I wanted to share them with you. So the first is to set up dynamic XML sitemap generation and a monitoring system to encourage Googlebot to find and index the URLs it hasn't found and indexed yet. And the steps go like this. One, you create a list of URLs that you want Googlebot to crawl, and those URLs are the ones you've seen in Google Search Console that have not yet been indexed, but you might want to test this first. Usually the data in that report is a bit delayed, and sometimes those URLs have been indexed. But you create this list, and then you generate an XML sitemap based on a small set of those URLs, maybe 10,000. And you name it uncrawled.xml or notcrawled.xml, so you remember what you're doing. You monitor your log files for Googlebot request, and when you notice that Googlebot makes a request to one of those URLs you're monitoring, then you remove the URL from the XML sitemap and from your monitoring. And then you can go ahead and add that URL to an XML sitemap by page type that you already have in place. His other idea, which I also think is brilliant, but would also require developer involvement. The basic idea is this. You create and populate an internal links widget, which is on every page of your site, that dynamically lists a few of the URLs that Googlebot has not yet crawled. And once you notice that Googlebot has crawled one of those URLs that you're monitoring, it gets dropped from the widget. So, if you're working on a large site and you have the ear of your developers, I think you should give it a try. I'm going to see if I can work some of these into my client projects. And if you do succeed in implementing one of these, drop me a note and let me know how it goes. And thank you, Oliver, for the really neat tips. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.